today, Samsung announced it is permanently discontinuing its signature smartphone, the Galaxy Note 7. The decision to end production came after more reports of the phones catching fire, including the replacement model that the company put out after the first reports. The move comes as an embarrassment to the smartphone giant and leaves it without a high-end rival to Apple's iPhone 7. For more, let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ina Fried is senior editor of mobile at Recode. She joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Ina.
Hey there.
And this is just incredible what's happened over the last few days at Samsung. What more do we know about why Samsung decided to take this drastic move and just end production?
I think at this point there was really no other choice for them. Even if they identified the cause of this problem in the second set of phones, I don't think either its customers or the people that distribute phones, retailers, carriers, would have taken a chance on a third Note model. So I think at this point they made the only decision they could, which is to cut their losses, which will be significant, but cut their losses here.
And when we say end production, it's not just that. They're also pulling marketing and sales and recalling millions of the devices that people already have.
Right. So they had already recalled the original set of devices, and they'd issued some undetermined number of replacement models, but probably also in the millions. And those are now also being encouraged. It's not an official recall yet. I suspect it will be. But both Samsung and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission are saying, turn off those replacement phones, don't use them, and return them to where you got them.
And what was the underlying problem? And do we know why they were unable to actually fix it that was causing these fires?
Well, it certainly was battery-related. Initially, Samsung said the problems with the first group of phones were the batteries themselves, and so they switched suppliers, and the replacement phones had a different battery. It's unclear whether there was a second problem, a separate problem, or if the original problem went beyond the batteries themselves. But when we take a step back, I mean, the real issue here is you're packing an incredible amount of energy into a small space, and the tolerances are pretty thin. I mean, one of the reasons I think we haven't heard other electronics makers gloating too much is everyone in the industry knows they could have a battery problem at some point. I mean, these are just an incredible amount of energy in a small space.
But are the batteries that Samsung has been using very different from the batteries that, for example, Apple uses? Because we haven't heard about Apple phones catching on fire in this way.
Right. I mean, the technology is the same, lithium ion. But, every battery and battery connection is designed pretty much uniquely for that particular smartphone. Because battery life is so important to us on our phones, every inch that isn't used, every millimeter that isn't used by the phone designer for electric components goes to battery. So typically, they design that battery to fill up every amount of available space. And, again, I think this hasn't happened to other electronics makers in the same way. We have seen other battery-related problems, other charger-related problems with other electronics in the past. This is certainly the biggest and most widespread problem.
Meanwhile, Ina, there is a big Samsung challenge today. The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments in a major patent case, Apple versus Samsung. Tell us about that and what's at stake there.
So this is the first of many patent disputes between Apple and Samsung. The one that went through the trial the first, Apple was awarded nearly $1 billion in damages. This relates to about 400 million of that are related to design patents. So not the patents on how the phone works, but the patents on how the phone looks. And this is the first time in over a century that the Supreme Court has looked at a design patent case. The question here is how much should somebody found to infringe have to pay? Historically, it's been the total profits on the entire device. Samsung argues that's way too much, that if the example they love to use, if a car is found to have an infringing cup holder, the profits for the entire car could be at risk. And that's, at a smaller scale, what Samsung says is happening to it here.
And what is Apple saying?
Well, Apple's saying two things. One, that is the standard, that it's the entire device. And Apple's case in this case was that essentially Samsung was ripping off the look and feel and the functionality of the iPhone. So Apple's making the case that actually, in addition to being an appropriate remedy generally, specifically in this case, Apple is alleging that, and a jury agreed, that Samsung was infringing on the iPhone as a whole.
When you take that case and what we were talking about earlier and Samsung ending production of the Galaxy Note 7, what is the state right now, just in the 30 seconds we have left, of the rivalry between these two companies? Who's winning?
Well, it's a pretty fierce rivalry. I mean, I would say Apple's had a better last couple months for sure. I mean, the patent case, I think actually you could make the case Samsung won in the sense that, you know, it was allowed to keep selling the phones. In the Note thing, I mean, clearly Samsung, you know, is losing a lot and going to have a lot of work to rebuild its reputation.
That's Ina Fried, senior editor of Mobile for Recode, joining us from San Francisco. A lot of news, a lot of bad news for Samsung, but then, of course, that case as well being heard at the Supreme Court. Ina, thanks so much as always.
Thanks.